Indian security officials are meeting in New Delhi today to consider a response to this week's attack inside Indian-administered Kashmir. Three men attacked an army base and killed 34 people, most of them wives and children of Indian soldiers. India blames militants based in Pakistan. India's prime minister is promising to take action after what he called a massacre of innocents. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from New Delhi.
In the Indian newspapers this morning, the headlines in the English language press spoke of war. "We'll take action," read the Hindustan Times. "War clouds gather," and "Army, we are ready," were the twin headlines in the Asian Age. Nearly all the newspapers had variations on the same theme. The message from New Delhi in the wake of Tuesday's attack is clear. Pakistan must end what India calls cross-border terrorism or be prepared for war. With nearly a million troops from both sides sitting eyeball to eyeball at the border, the possibility of war is very real. A possibility acknowledged by U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Christina Rocha, who just completed a two-day mission to New Delhi and Islamabad in a bid to ease tensions between the two neighbors.
"We're very worried about the continued mobilization of two major armies facing each other at close proximity and the threat that could be posed by a spark, as the Secretary of State refers to it, that could lead to unintended conflict."
But Rocha's mission appears to have fallen short of its goal. India's patience with Pakistan is clearly wearing thin, even though President Musharraf's government has condemned Tuesday's attack. In the Indian Parliament yesterday, Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee was talking tough. Vajpayee called Tuesday's attack, in which most of the dead were women and children, a tragedy. He said India would provide a fitting response, but did not elaborate. Defense Minister George Fernandez said India cannot allow this kind of terror to go unpunished. See Raja Mohan, strategic affairs editor of the Hindu newspaper.
"I think the government will have to do something. You know, they can't just keep these troops there and seen as doing nothing. And I think that will send all the wrong signals to Pakistan, that India has no option but to take the pain of terrorism."
President Bush called Prime Minister Vajpayee late on Wednesday to offer his condolences and his condemnation of Tuesday's attack, which he called the work of terrorists. Secretary of State Colin Powell, meanwhile, spoke with Pakistan's General Musharraf. Both calls evidence of how seriously the administration views the current situation. The Hindu C. Raja Mohan says the U.S. diplomatic effort may persuade India not to act for the moment, but not indefinitely.
"If the Americans are serious and are going to press India to give them some more time, and that they will try their best to deliver Pakistan on the question of cross-border terrorism, maybe India could hold back for a few more weeks. But if another incident happens, then I think there will be very little to restrain India then."
Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.